This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Wheezy!
Weezy talks football with us. He does it via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Dan Wiederer, the senior writer of the Bears coverage for The Athletic. He is the co-host of the Take the North podcast, TTN. And he joins us now to talk about the Bears and Packers game. And Dan, I said this, you were reluctant to use the C word culture for way too long. It took 9 wins. The next thing I know, what's the headline of your story in The Athletic, Dan Aloysius Wiederer? Let me read this to you, because you went from culture to something else real quick. How do you explain the Bears' latest and greatest jaw-dropping win? Belief! You went from culture to belief in like no time.
Let's get to the belief conversation in 1 second. Why did you guess my middle name was Aloysius there? I need to know that.
Oh, because everybody, you know, for the longest time, like if you just needed to use a 3-name call, Aloysius was like default, and then like also Marie. Like we'd
okay,
always say
Aloysius is my was my grandfather's name, so that was it was a nice little touch there here. So I was wondering where that came from. That
are you serious?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know anybody ever with that middle name. I thought it wasn't actually, I mean, I know it's like
it's a name.
Biblical name, but still. Or it's actually like a Catholic name, right? Because I converted. I didn't grow up with all the info.
And then my late father was named Al. So we've got a couple things playing out here. So there you go. But on the belief question, my God, like this team has it in droves, don't they? And it's really incredible to watch it play out in real time, particularly with how distinctly in contrast it is to what we've experienced with this team forever. You see these things unraveling for other teams now, as opposed to how it used to unravel for the Bears. And Saturday night, it was truly just incredible to kind of watch that sequence play out step by step by step by miraculous step until DJ Moore's laying in that north end zone with a game-winning walk-off touchdown catch. I mean, I just can't even emphasize enough how focused this team is when they've got opportunities to capture a moment, and they've done it all season long. Six wins within with a game-winning score in the final 2 minutes, or a walk-off score, and that's truly a testament to how together and believing they are.
Dan, I know like you're probably as befuddled as all of us, just kind of processing what happened on Saturday night. Are you still thinking about it? Like I still think about it. I was there too. I was in the stands. And every day I wake up and at some point in the morning, like early in the day, I'm like, man, that game the other night was crazy. Like, no, but seriously, I'm just wondering how you as a writer try to separate yourself from like what happened, but you can't really separate. That's what happened.
No, Marshall. And it's, you know, we have sat through so many meaningless December football games over the last decade for the Chicago Bears. And so just to have a meaningful game by itself in that environment, with that electricity, with the buildup of the entire afternoon into Saturday night, you're like, man, this is what it's supposed to be like. Like, I'm at my son's travel basketball game on Saturday afternoon, and the gym is filled with people in Bears gear, right? Like, that's a new experience for me to see people wearing that stuff out on a Saturday afternoon in December, you know? And then you get downtown a couple hours before the game, and you feel the buildup and the electricity. And then the game is kind of a dud for 2.5 hours, to be honest with you. And you're inches away from this entire week being just an anxious mess in Chicago if they don't get all the breaks they got. But then they get all the breaks they got, they capitalize on them. You're sitting there at 1 a.m. in the press box trying to put your finishing touches on your story. And you're like, this is why you do this. This is why you're involved in this industry. It's to be part of moments like this and to try to capture them. It was unfathomable to watch that all play out. And then honestly, just the cold-blooded nature of that last pass, Marshall. I don't know where you were sitting or what your vantage point and
south
angle
end
was
zone. It was going that. Away from me, but, and we're like, they're finally throwing it. Ah, he caught it because they hadn't thrown it deep. And they hadn't taken shots.
And you can see it, right? Like, you can see it unfolding where you realize it's one-on-one, and you realize Caleb's got time, and you realize the football's in the air, and then it's just this explosion at Soldier Field that you don't experience a lot. And so, yeah, what a cool night, what a cool day, what a cool season, and what a cool moment that they've added on top of it.
Well, I mean, that's it, Dan. There are so many times where even in – and I've only been here 10 years – to have it come together in those many different ways just doesn't happen. You get a piece of it here or there, you get a taste of it. It's never culminated like that, where it's I did joke, because if there was ever the NFL script, you know, sometimes it might work in your favor to have the storytelling element of it being a Saturday night the second time around, 2 weeks span between these games, the rivalry being what it is, you know, a little bit of juice there from both Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur, and then to have it be a clunker again for so long, and then for the throw that I think you want to see this quarterback do more of in Caleb Williams, to do that on that play where it looked like it was going to be a heavy run, there the drama was unbelievable. To share that moment together in any way, shape, or form is something that just doesn't happen like that anymore.
Caleb's got this incredible calm in those moments and this incredible confidence in those moments. And I know we talked about it coming out of the Cincinnati win early November about just kind of, it's just different, right? Like that's one of his most special gifts on a list of special gifts. And you feel that not only sort of rub off on his offensive teammates, but on defense and special teams, where they understand now that their quarterback just needs a chance with the football in his hands at the end of games. And so now this mindset changes into, all we got to do is be within striking distance in the final 3 minutes of a game. And now we've got a guy, right? Like, we've got a guy, and it's taken 100 years to find a guy that you felt like that about. Listen, Caleb's got plenty of flaws and plenty to work on to keep trying to make his way up the ladder towards tier one of NFL quarterbacking play. But you don't find that gift very often. And for the Bears to have that in their back pocket going forward is huge. And like, I compare it to talking to Devin Hester's special teams teammates back in the day, where they would say, like, you know, something breathtaking can happen every time he's got the football in his hand. So if you can just hold your block for another 0.2 seconds, if you can just do your job a fraction of a percentage better, you're giving this guy with this otherworldly talent a chance to do things that you may never see again. And so all of a sudden you get that collective buildup of focus that then allows your quarterback to go to work. And we've seen it again. Like, this is 7 game-winning drives within the calendar year of 2025, going back to that last season game in Lambeau. That's not a fluke. That's not an accident. That is part of who you are now, and it's part of who you are because the quarterback believes that he was built for those moments.
Dan Wiederer, senior writer for The Athletic, covering the Bears. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Dan, I think the word we're looking for is playmaker.
Yeah. And look, like, they've got him all over the place too. You know, like, when I'm rewatching the game last night, and you're really taking inventory on Cairo Santos's night, like, that's going to go sort of brushed to the side. That is a special night that guy had in those conditions to be able to make the kicks that he made, to be able to execute the onside kick better than he's ever executed it before, to be able to put his team in position. Now, that's one example. I think of Jahdae Walker, right? Like, and we can talk about this team photo of next men up that the Bears have put together this season that's, like, really, really big now, of guys that were just, like, forced into action because somebody else is out and then stepped up in a huge way. Well, Jahdae Walker made this football team in August for two reasons. Number one, he's got this very, very infectious charisma and energy that this coaching staff loves because they feel like there's a bounce that they need in practice that Jahdae Walker brings to the table, and it's a reason that he kind of found his way into their eyesight. And then he goes out in the preseason, which we're all amused in August when you put together a late game-winning drive, you know, to beat the Chiefs in a game that means absolutely nothing. But Ben told you when the preseason started that the game means something because we're playing in it. And every single player that's got a chance to sort of capture a moment needs to understand what that can mean later on. And so Jahdae Walker makes a game-winning touchdown catch in August, and now all of a sudden he's a little bit more ready for the moment that faces him on fourth down in the north end zone at Soldier Field against the Packers with the division on the line.
Dan, you were in the press conference, the post-game, post-film press conference with head coach Ben Johnson. What was your biggest takeaway from the things that he shared with you today as far as this team, whether it was about last week or the week upcoming?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, I'll start here because, since we saw Ben on Saturday night, the Bears have clinched their playoff berth because of what happened on Sunday afternoon. They now do not have to worry about playing in the postseason. And so I think naturally for a team that's been through what this team has been through, there is probably a human nature instinct to feel proud, I guess, satisfied a little bit, to have a little bit of inflated energy for being able to check that box on the achievement list. Ben having the ability to get this team reset now and focused on a new goal, and there's two of them in front of them. It's, we want to win the division, we want to host a playoff game, and if we do everything within our power, we may be able to just skip the wild card round altogether, right? Like, if we can jump past wild card round and get a bye and capture the one seed in the NFC, now all of a sudden we're hosting a home playoff game with more at stake and further along the tournament bracket on our way to a potential trip into February. And so I think this group's ability that's been tested all season to reset and refocus takes on a whole different challenge this week because you do finally have this achievement that you've been chasing all season. And now you've got to quickly focus on the next achievement and try to get there, because this is going to be a tough game on Sunday night in San Francisco. And I think Ben is in the process of getting his players to understand that.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Dan. We appreciate your time always, especially on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Dan Weeder, and once again, that headline. How do you explain the Bears' latest and greatest jaw-dropping win? Belief. Welcome back.
Here it is. We're back. We've got belief. We've got culture. We've got clutch. We're adding to the vocabulary. It's a lot of fun to do. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday week and enjoy whatever you got planned for this week.
Well,
you
same too, Dan. Here, Dan. And if you want more of Dan's work, of course, you can check it out at The Athletic and also on the Take the North podcast. I know they recorded a fresh episode right after that game. So that is available, Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Mark Grody's voice is there too. So if you want Mark's reaction, that's a good place for it.
Yeah, Dan was so busy that they got Mark Potash to fill in for Dan Weeder on that episode because they didn't want to have to release it like 2 a.m. because he was out here, you know, night game hustling, trying to get everything turned around for The Athletic. So
yes,
it's Grody and Potash.
And there are fresh episodes on the way as well. So good stuff from Dan Weeder as always. And coming up next, we want more good stuff from you. Call us 312-644-6767. We couldn't get to everybody in our last call segment. Were you at the game? What do you think? Is belief the right word for you? Are you still with culture? Do you want to yell at Marshall Harris for even thinking about not going to a game? You get a free game ticket and we have another day to rewatch the game the next day. That's the thing.
That helped too. Knowing that I could go home peacefully and watch the game at my leisure the next day was helpful as well.
Like I got to go out with friends and watch a game because I knew I had DVR'd it. And I added 30 minutes, which was important because guess what happened right at the end of my DVR cutting off? The DJ Moore catch. I didn't even get the replay.
Oh, you didn't get the replay?
No.
Dang. That's tough.
Add time to your Bears recordings. That's a pro tip from us to you. But yeah, give us a call. 312-644-6767. Share your Bears thoughts with us. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.